A 41-year-old man who put his head in the sand and tried to ignore Burnaby drug charges dating back to May 2014 has been sentenced to 1 year of probation and 25 hours of community work service. David Edwin West was pulled over in a taxi on Highway 1 in Burnaby on May 1, 2014 with a black leather briefcase containing marijuana, MDMA and cash, according to facts presented at a sentencing hearing in Vancouver Provincial Court Thursday. He was eventually charged with 5 counts of possession for the purpose of trafficking, but his defense lawyer Daryl Schultz said the reason his client had had so much marijuana on him is that he had recently been at the 420th's Cannabis Protest Festival at the Vancouver Art Gallery. At the end of the day, people were selling their remaining items for ridiculously low prices, so he ended up purchasing a good chunk of marijuana that was sold at fire sale prices, Schultz told the court. Crown Prosecutor Heather Pinio said West was in the taxi on May 1, 2014 because he had gotten into an altercation with his domestic partner. He was later sentenced to 1 day in jail and 24 months of probation for assault in connection with that incident. Eventually, Mr. West gathers some things and leaves, Pinio said. He gets into a cab and he's headed east on Highway 1. Police eventually locate him and arrest him. In his briefcase, police discovered a total of 768.68 grams of marijuana, 87.3 grams of MDMA, a digital scale with cannabis resin on it and $233.10 in cash, according to Pinio. Schultz said West avoided responsibility for the case for years, originally fleeing to Ontario, but he eventually turned himself in. He put his head in the sand about the outstanding warrant, Schultz said. In October 2022, he pleaded guilty to one of the 5 counts for possession for the purpose of trafficking, for the MDMA, and 1 count of the lesser charge of possession of a controlled substance, for the marijuana. In a joint sentencing submission Thursday, Pinio and Schultz both called for a suspended sentence with 12 months of probation, including a counseling provision, and 25 hours of community work service. BC Provincial Court Judge Donna Senyu agreed to the proposed sentence. She noted West's criminal record, which includes 2 convictions for domestic assault, and the fact that he had been at large and didn't deal with the charges were aggravating factors in the case. As mitigating factors, Senyu noted West's guilty plea, his steady employment at a blueberry farm, and the fact he helps care for a son with medical problems. The rest of the charges against West, including one for breaching a release order and another for not appearing in court when he was supposed to, were stayed. Follow Cornelia Naylor on Twitter at @cornaylor. Email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.